Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and in the last couple of days here on Moments of Grace, we've looked at a couple of instances where God has given victory in war. We saw that as Moses and Joshua took on Amalek and had great victory because God was with them, while Moses held his hands up and while Joshua led the troops in battle. We also saw in 2 Kings chapter 22 that when the Syrian roving bands of raiders came into Israel, Elisha depended on God to blind those warriors so that Elisha could take them into Samaria where they were helpless. And then he sent them home to their master unharmed and actually well fed so that the bands of Syrian raiders stopped the raids because they had been embarrassed and treated with dignity. What a couple of interesting war stories we've already seen. But today is our Saturdays in the Psalms episode, and in Psalm 124, which is a song of ascents written by King David, we see another side of the warfare that is constantly happening regarding the people of God. These psalms, the songs of ascents, were used, sung, repeated as the men of Israel made their way to Jerusalem to worship for feast days. I've said before that these songs were similar to a military cadence where they would keep the pace and they would rehearse the history of Israel all the way there to Jerusalem. It was a great learning experience, a great way of remembering and reflecting on how God has been with the people of Israel from the very beginning. And so today, we're going to enjoy this song of ascents, which demonstrates again that God is on our side. Listen to this as the men of Israel, preparing for worship, reflected on the God who was on their side. David wrote, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our hope is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." What an interesting cadence. What an interesting teaching psalm. What an interesting thought to say that we, men of war, men of battle, could never have had any success if it had not been the Lord who was on our side. Yes, they said it, they repeated it, and they rehearsed the truth that God is their helper. Verse 8 clearly says it again, "Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." There is no doubt that the people of Israel, when they were thinking right, when they were worshiping the one living, true, perfect, and holy God, they didn't have to worry about the enemy swallowing them up. But the truth is, there were times when, even though the history was good, the people forgot or were distracted, or were led astray, but God never forgot. God was never distracted. God never strayed from loving and caring for His people. And it's the same today, for even though we are not necessarily the people of Israel, we are His people. Those of us who have trusted in Jesus as our Savior, oh, we have the God of creation watching out for us. How wonderful it is that wherever we go and whatever we do, we can indeed remember that God is our helper. And we can certainly say, in God we trust. And that, by the way, is not just a slogan. It is a way of life. I love the Psalms. I love the Word of God. And I certainly love the God of creation, who certainly loved me first. And I'm glad that we've had a little time in this Psalm of Ascents on this beautiful Saturday. I can hardly wait to see what the Lord's Day is going to be like for us tomorrow. No matter what, God will be with us. Let's trust Him, love Him, and serve Him. And though our time is up for today, I will be back tomorrow with more Moments of Grace. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.